The Odyssey, Disc 10.
When now the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, they started on the hunt. The dogs went forth, the men themselves, the sons of Autolycus, and with them went royal Odysseus, too. They climbed the steep and wood-clad mountain of Parnassus, and soon they reached its windy ridges. Just then the sun began to touch the fields as he ascended from the calm and brimming stream of ocean. And now to a glen the prickers came. Before them, following the tracks, the hounds ran on, the sons of Autolycus hastening after. With the sons went royal Odysseus, close on the hounds, wielding his outstretched spear. In a dense thicket, there a huge boar lay. It was a spot no force of wind with its chill breath could pierce, no sunbeam smite, no rain pass through, so dense it was, and a thick fall of leaves was in it. Here, round the boar, there came the tramp of men and dogs as the prickers pushed along. Facing them from his lair, with bristling back, fire flashing in his eyes, the boar stood close at bay. Odysseus first sprang forward, raising the long spear in his sinewy hand, eager to give the blow. But the boar was quick and struck him on the knee, and by a side thrust of his tusk tore the flesh deep, but reached no bone. And now Odysseus, by a downward blow, struck the right shoulder of the boar. Clean through it the bright spear point passed. Down in the dust he fell with a moan, and his life flew away. Then the good sons of Autolycus looked to the boar, and the wound of gallant princely Odysseus they bound up skillfully, and with a spell staunched the black blood, and soon they reached their father's house. So Autolycus and his sons, when they had fully healed Odysseus and given him glorious gifts, pleasing by kindness him who pleased them too, sent him with speed to Ithaca, where his father and honored mother rejoiced at his return and questioned much how he had got the scar. He told them how, while he was hunting, a boar inflicted it with his white tusk when he had gone to Parnassus with Autolycus' sons. This was the scar the woman felt with her flat hand. She knew it by the touch and dropped the foot. The leg fell in the basin, the copper rang, and, tilting sideways, let all the water run upon the ground. Then joy and grief together seized her breast, her two eyes filled with tears, her full voice stayed, and laying her hand upon Odysseus' chin, she said, "You really are Odysseus, my dear child, and I never knew you till I handled my master over and over." She spoke, and cast her eyes upon Penelope, meaning to let her know her lord was there. But Penelope could not catch the glance nor understand, because Athena drew away her notice, and Odysseus, feeling for Eurycleia's throat, clutched it with his right hand, then drew her closer toward him with his left, and said, "Why, mother, will you kill me? It was yourself who nursed me at the breast, and now through many hardships I come in the 20th year to my own native land. Though you have found me out, and a god inspired your heart, be silent, lest some other person in the hall may know. Or else, I tell you, and certainly it shall be done, if God by me subdues the lordly suitors, I will not spare even you, nurse though you are, when I shall slay the other serving women in my halls.